One family's decision to leave Flint. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A year ago, a state of emergency was declared in Flint. Today, officials say the water is improving, but it's still not safe to drink without a filter. The water crisis has forced some people to make tough choices. Dana Banks and her husband Charles were both born and raised in Flint, and they still have a lot of family here. Their church is here. This house, right near downtown, is the first home they bought together.
So we're entering our home now. Well, to-be-sold home. And this area was our living room.
There's a stack of encyclopedias in the corner, a red swivel chair, some boxes in the kitchen. The Banks bought this house in 2008, and they planned to stay in it until their oldest daughter graduated high school.
But it didn't work out that way because it just got, the water situation got worse and worse.
Dana says she noticed changes in her kids' health, and everyday tasks like cooking and cleaning were stressful because they were doing everything with bottled water. Last fall, Dana lost her job. They wanted to leave Flint, but they just didn't have the money.
And that's the thing, is that there are so many people who are trapped because we felt trapped. We would cry because we felt trapped. How do you get out of a mortgage? How do you do that? How do you move when you have no money?
But then Charles got into grad school in Ann Arbor.
Being accepted into school was like the golden ticket.
Yeah, we got the like, Willy Wonka ticket.
the golden ticket is being able to, the ability to bring my family with me.
It meant they were able to move into university housing with their four daughters without having to pay a lot of money.
Oh, so all we needed to do is get a U-Haul truck and convince our kids that we weren't crazy. And they still think we're crazy. They do. They think that we have lost our minds. They understand instinctively, like, oh yeah, you wanted to save my life. But they're kids.
The Banks say they didn't want to risk exposing their kids to lead in the water any longer. But to move, they had to leave family and friends behind and uproot their kids.
Before the move and after the move is their whole conversation or life path right now. And so as we had friends and now we don't. We had a community and now we don't. We had a backyard and now we don't.
They sold their house in Flint in November. And now the Banks family is squeezed into a 900-square-foot apartment in Ann Arbor. Cameron Banks shares a room with her little sister, Troy.
I think our biggest issue is that she's 7 and I'm 17. And so we have complete opposite agendas. But we make it work.
It's fun when she's still at school and I'm in the room just dancing and having my own time. It's not fun when she's here playing music too loud and I'm trying to sleep.
Cameron says she misses a lot of things about Flint, but she says leaving the water crisis behind has helped her.
You can't focus on anything but the water and not having water. And it really just gives you an attitude. You become aggressive. I find myself now that, like, I don't have to actively try to survive all the time. That kind of, like, aggressiveness that I had about myself when I was in Flint is so unnecessary here.
She says living without clean water is life-changing. And it's important to remember people in Flint are still struggling. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.